With Christmas just around the corner, Santa Claus and his legendary reindeer must be pretty worried as they get ready to transport gifts from Lapland to the children of the world. And although you might think reindeer-drawn sledges are a climate-friendly form of transport, even Santa has to think about cutting emissions. One man who's been looking into that is sustainability and people power guru and popular author Felix Dodds. He's currently a fellow of the Global Research Institute of North Carolina, and I caught up with him there on the phone earlier. First, of course, I had to know what he thought of the Paris Climate Agreement.
I'm feeling very pleased with what was achieved, and I think everybody that's been associated with climate change over the last 20 years sees this as the most important advance that we've managed to do, particularly because every country now is making its contribution to climate change reduction. And I think it makes it much, much more likely in the next 5 years that we'll be able to get that temperature target down from 2 degrees to closer to 1.5 degrees. And this year has been, you know, a very important year for multilateralism, because the United Nations has managed to come to two agreements, the one we've talked about, the Paris Climate Agreement, but the Sustainable Development Goals Agreement has 17 goals, one of which is on the climate, and they apply to every single country. And so I think this, combined with the climate agreement, will really accelerate the move towards a low carbon economy.
Now, sustainable development is a huge challenge, though, given that it requires energy, and we know that we have to move away from fossil fuels towards that low carbon economy. So how does the Paris Agreement look against that background, given that a lot of what's in there is not actually binding on the countries?
I think a lot of things happened around the climate agreement which will help accelerate the move to a low carbon economy. I think something like $1 trillion of investment, according to the World Resources Institute, was committed to try and work on renewable energy over the next 5 to 10 years. And so that will have a big impact. And if you look at the way that solar costs have come down in the last 5 years, then one expects that same type of acceleration to happen over the next 5 years. So I think when we come to meet in 2020, when the agreement comes in, we'll not only be online to achieve what's being talked about, but hopefully we can set further targets. One of the other very important things that happened in Paris that hadn't happened at previous agreements was that many other stakeholders committed, and particularly local and subnational governments. I think over 400 have agreed to set climate targets, and I see that as something which will accelerate now that they're included as, in a sense, a major stakeholder in helping to deliver the climate agreement.
Well, right now, Paris is behind us and we're heading towards Christmas time. So a lot of children around the world and a lot of adults as well will be looking forward to a visit from Santa Claus. Now, you and some colleagues are working on a comic called Santa Claus Takes on Climate Change. So what's that all about?
Yeah, we're doing an Indigo campaign, and it's part of Comics Uniting Nations, which was launched around the Sustainable Development Goals at the Heads of State meeting in September, where there'll be a comic on each of the SDGs. The first one actually had the famous Stan Lee, who was the kind of father of Marvel Comics, write the first comic. I've been asked to do the climate change comic, and what we're doing is focusing it around Father Christmas, because, I mean, he's a very iconic figure. And in a year, he's 9 reindeer basically go 122 million miles to deliver the presents that we all look forward to receiving on Christmas Day. And it's been estimated that's 40,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions. And when he was looking at his impact, he recognized in the story we're writing that he also had to offset what his reindeer were producing in methane, and has committed to 100,000 trees to offset that methane that's being produced. And I think One of the important things for implementing the climate agreement is to really engage people where they are. And so one of the ways of that is talking through iconic figures or recognizing the impacts that climate change will have on things like chocolate or wine. We're now having Finland producing wine, which indicates a slightly different weather pattern than we've had in the past. So finding new ways to engage people, I think, is going to be one of the really important challenges on implementation.
But what effect do you think this comic will have on the youngest generations, the ones who are really looking forward to a Santa or a Father Christmas visit?
Well, I think what it will show is that we all as individuals can make a contribution to changing the direction of climate change. And so the comic is a very positive one. Father Christmas finds out that one of his reindeer dancer has, you know, hurt her leg because the ice is a little less hard than it was before. And he then, in the comic, looks at why did that happen. But through his investigation, he realizes that he also contributes to the problems that we're facing. And then he, in the comic, addresses that by putting wind power on his production lines and collecting some nifty electronic cars that his elves can go around. So, you know, we're all in this together. It's not just the leaders. And so we're using the story to be a very positive one for the next generation, which will have to deal with the problems that we've caused